say out there on the 9th of February for the local community out at Warwick Farm. So free entry Monday, but gee, check out that day as well. That's going to be huge. We're going to have foodies markets, lots of free entertainment for the kids and children out on that day as well. So a couple of big race meetings coming up everywhere, but also at Warwick Farm.
Yeah, a huge late summer and early autumn coming up. Many thanks, Brett. Have a good day.
Thanks, Jason. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine from the ATC. Sky Sports Radio Racing HQ at 7 a.m.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Bit of movement wide out. Attendance climbing in the gates. And we're getting close to action now. Locked and loaded for the TAB FM. And it looks as though we're set.
Yes, it's almost summer.
Racing now.
Racing HQ, setting up your race day with interviews, the best form analysts, and the latest TAB markets. For everything on summer racing, your one-stop shop is Racing HQ.
A very good morning. Welcome to Racing HQ. Whether you're joining us for the first time today or you've been with us for the last half hour on Sky Sports Radio, great to have you along for a big weekend of racing at Randwick, back at headquarters today, and all systems go. We've got fine sunny skies, pretty warm conditions, but the track in magnificent order. We've just heard from Navesh Ramdani at Randwick, and the Carrington Stakes, the feature event. Ron Duffersey is joining us on the line to guide us through the next couple of hours. Good morning to you, Duff.
Yeah, g'day, Jason. Look, yeah, really looking forward to Carrington Stakes Day. Things are really hotting up. Obviously, we had the Australia Stakes at Moonee Valley last night, where that little ex-Perth mare, Whispering Brook, made it 3 from 3 this preparation, beating back in form, I must say, Fell Swoop. So that was interesting. And obviously, we got today with the Carrington. Then we roll into next week with the Expressway. I think the Widden and the Canonbury are on next week, so the two-year-olds are to the fore. And then that huge Warwick Farm meeting with the Millennium and the English Sprint, where the big bucks are on offer, as well as some other really good races there. And before we know it, the week after that, we got Winks.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's really come upon us quick.
It rolls around pretty quick, doesn't it? So one horse, that's right, Duff. One horse that'll be targeting the Millennium will be Espanya, possibly, in that first race. Big boom on her.
Oh, yeah, there is, and she's out to prove it in the marketplace. Says that she's going to be very hard to beat today, a very sharp trial recently. She, like I said, she's going to be either in front or third the fence. There's a couple other nice horses there, but she's got the score on the board.
She sure does, and looking forward to seeing her go around. Currently 2.40 with TAB fixed odds. Good to see Blake Shin back at the races today as well, Duff.
Yeah, geez. And, to have his weight, in order for a heavyweight jockey like Blake, it wouldn't be easy with that spell that he's had or that injury that he's had to keep his weight in check. And he's a real professional, the way he goes about things. And, he's travelled and got personal trainers and doing the right thing with his, diet and everything like that. It's hard to do when, you've got to have so long off, but he stayed committed and dedicated. And oh, geez, wouldn't it be a story if he won on Tom Melbourne today?
Yeah, it certainly would. And, Tom's had a chance to freshen up, and we'll talk about him a little bit later on, coming off a little bit of beach work as well. But Hugh Bowman is about to join us, and he's on the line now. Good morning to you, Hugh. No, just dropped out, did Hugh, so we'll get him back up on the line in just a tick. But, Duff, Tom Melbourne, he's had a bit of a change of preparation this time. I think he's been down at the beach and down at the dunes in pre-training, and every chance his best form seems to be fresh.
Yeah, look, he's been prepared in Melbourne, where he's had a jump out, where usually he's been in Sydney with a few barrier trials or whatever. So he's nice and fresh. He's a fresh performer. It's the easiest race he's been in years. So could this well be his day? I would have liked to see a little bit better draw for him, that's all.
Yeah, that's, I guess, the only negative, but certainly looks a winnable race for him. Hugh Bowman joining us now, fresh off a big four winners the other day at Canterbury. Good morning to you, Hugh.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Good day, a good book today at Randwick, and it starts off with perhaps the topical tip of the day. Aussie, the colt for the Snowdens, and I think you've been on his back in the trials. What's your impression of him?
I like the horse. I think 1,000 metres is an ideal starting point for him. He showed good improvement from his first trial to his second trial, and I'd expect him to improve again from that. He's a nice young colt that should make his presence felt.
Peter and Paul have thrown a set of blinkers on him today. I don't think he carried them in the trials. They could sharpen him up a little bit, you?
Yeah, I don't think he needs sharpening up, but I think his concentration both trials, he was inclined to just switch off and not focus on his job. He's quite a fast horse. I think I led the first trial. I definitely led the second one. And, you know, when he got to the front, or, you know, when I let him go, he felt like he was going to just explode. I just felt as though his concentration wavered a little bit. So that could be why the blinkers have gone on. And, you know, he's certainly got more to offer than what you've seen in the trials. You know, how much that is, I guess we're not going to know until he's put under the pressure.
Yeah. Race 4, Tori Joy. She's just one of those on-pace, genuine mares. She can be a little tricky and over-race on occasions.
Yeah, horse, I haven't had much to do with her. You know, she's probably the type of horse you'd actually prefer to draw wide on, where you can just take your time. She's obviously a front-running type. And, you know, I just think the inside draw could prove a little tricky, as it did with James when he won on her two starts ago. But, look, it'll just be a case of trying to keep her comfortable and in the rhythm. And, you know, I expect to be quite forward, but if something wants to lead me, happy to take the sit.
Vaucluse Bay, race 5. He should be fitter for a few runs back from a spell now.
Yeah, well, he's getting to a distance now that he can probably compete at. You know, anything shorter than this, they're just too sharp for him. And realistically, he probably wants a bit further. But, you know, he ought to get a nice run, and I might try and ride him a bit closer than he has been ridden over the shorter trips. But that'll depend on the pace.
Yeah. Tanika, this Godolphin mare, you know a little bit about her. What do you think of her?
She's very honest. You know she's going to really put in. She was disappointing at Warwick Farm when I first rode her. And the expectations were very high. She's a bit highly strung, so it's important that she relaxes. But I think they've found the key to her, you know, in just keeping her settled before the race, going around with a pony to the start. She certainly continued to develop mentally throughout the preparation. And back to 1,100 doesn't concern me too much, because she does like to come off at hot speed. And, you know, when I ran fourth on her two starts ago, you know, I thought her run was every bit as good as the run when I won on her three starts ago. So, although it didn't look that flash, I was really actually quite taken by it. I think she's an improving type, you know, and I think back to 1,100 is certainly, it's not a negative anyway.
Yeah. Flo in the main race, he rolls forward here and should give a bit of cheek.
Yeah, he will. I liked his trial the other day. It was a pretty soft trial, though. I mean, it looked good, but any decent horse should look good in a trial like that. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing how Endless Drama comes back, actually. He's a horse that, yeah, I haven't ridden him a lot, but he does give you a really good feel, and I think he's well-placed here myself. But Flo, I guess the barrier could work against me, but the horse is, you know, he's prepared for the race, and he's certainly a top-three chance.
Yeah. Dealmaker, geez, he ran in some nice races last preparation. It's a good start-off race for him here, but he's only just had the one soft trial.
Yeah, he's a very competitive young horse, though. And, you know, I did ride him once or twice last preparation. I won on him once. But then he went up to the sort of top grade and ran in a couple of Group 1 races. And, you know, although he's not out of his grade at that level, you know, I think he's more suited at this sort of company, and he's certainly a progressive type, but although his best form is over further, it wouldn't surprise me at all to see him sprint really well fresh. And, you know, I think from memory he did go beyond the 2,000 metres last prep. I'm not sure that he really wants any further than that. I think a mile, 2,000 in his go. Is his go. So at 1,400 fresh, I think he could run a very, very cheeky race.
Mm. And you finish with New Universe. He's a tricky customer, but he was a bit better last start.
He is tricky in that, you know, he needs the races run to suit him. He, you know, if they go too slow, he over races. If they don't go too quick, he can't use his explosive turn of foot to finish. He's a consistent horse, but he just needs a race to run to suit. And from barrier 7 in a decent-sized field, there's every chance that could happen today.
Mm. Winks got another award in the during the week, the world's best racehorse. It's just never ending. She just keeps jumping, picking up all these awards, deservedly so.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. I've been on her this morning, actually. So
yep.
She's ticking over really nicely as she aims for her second trial on Tuesday. But no, it's a great honour for her. It's thoroughly deserved. And, you know, I think over the last couple of years, there's been horses that have run a higher rating than her, or not this year, obviously. Craxman ran an equal higher rating as her. But, you know, those horses that come and perform once at a level far and beyond anything else, and they seem to attract the awards, which is fair enough. But what Winx has been able to do is run these ratings consistently for the guts of 4 years now, and that in itself is very unique. And she obviously picked up the award in America, which was voted by the public last week, the Von Voxel Award.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're very proud of her, and, you know, obviously we've still got some eyes in the fire as far as this preparation goes, and, you know, I think Chris and I are probably more focused on that than the awards at this stage, but it's something we can certainly look back in years to come with a great set of sense of satisfaction and pride of what she's been able to do.
Yeah, and personally, we're not far off into full swing as far as the carnival's concerned, and, you know, we've got races in Sydney and Melbourne, and you know, you've got Blue Diamond, you know, preludes today, so you're looking for a good two-year-old. How do you work out where you want to go so early? You know, it's early, not even in February, and you'd be thinking, I've got to be, you know, in Melbourne in a month, in Sydney in 3 weeks, and how do you go about all that?
Well, it's interesting you ask that, because I just had a coffee on the way home, and I started reading the paper and saw Karen was in Melbourne. I thought, what's he doing in Melbourne? Then I see the Blue Diamond preludes or previews or whatever they are down there.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're only a month away from the Blue Diamond, that being the case, and, you know, Winx will race in 3 weeks. Once she races, it's all underway. So the answer to your question is you don't work it out.
Yep.
I mean, you have a bit of a plan of, you know, obviously wherever Winx runs, I'll be there.
Yep.
You know, if the Australian Cup might clash with, you know, I haven't actually looked at the calendar in detail, but you just work it out as you go a little bit, and that's one of the benefits of having the support of the big stables, as Chris Waller, of course, you know, I do most of his riding, and obviously a great support from James Cummings and the Godolphin team. And when the big teams, they've got runners in both states, so obviously I'll go wherever the headline horse is and work my way around it. You know, obviously you're going to miss a few along the way because you can't be in two states at one time. But that's how you do it. Just, you know, go where the headline horse is or the main horse and work your way around it.
I suppose that's the art of having a good manager as well, or he can tell you what horses that you may have forgotten about or that are going to run on that particular day.
Exactly right. And, you know, I mean, and the other thing is trying to be upfront as you can with the trainers, you know, as they have to be with us to say, all right, well, this is the plan. But, you know, they are horses. They're not machines. And, you know, things happen and preparations change. And, you know, I think, you know, with the amount of racing, the amount of big racing on, you know, people do understand that, you know, at the end of the day, you can only be in one place at a time. And as long as you, you know, let people know early where you're heading, at least 2 weeks in advance, it all tends to work itself out in the wash up. And that's excluding suspension and injury, of course, which could, you know, change things as well. So, you got to pencil in your dates, but you don't really put them in pen until about a fortnight out.
Yeah. Good luck today.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, Hugh. Hugh Bowman joining us on Racing HQ. Some interesting insights there, Duff, weren't there? There's a lot to think about, isn't there, when you're planning ahead?
Yeah, for sure. And he's got to keep a lot of people happy. You know, he wins on a lot of horses, and all of a sudden they're clashing, and you've got to say no to someone, and they get upset. It's not easy.
No, that's right. And we're starting to see a little bit more these days, aren't we, that, you know, a lot of feature race days clash in Sydney and Melbourne especially.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and at the top, it's good to be at the top, but it's hard when you've got to forego something to go somewhere else.
Yeah, 100%. Racing HQ, it's a 7:15 with Ron Duffy. I'm Jason Witham, filling in for Andrew Bensley, and we're chatting now with Danny Williams, who's got a good team in the Tab Highway today. Good morning to you, Danny.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
Hey, Danny.
Good to have you with us. Danny, of course, plenty of the highway today. I think My Blue Jean's coming out, but I guess we all look ahead now to that Goulburn Country Championship qualifier in about 6 weeks' time, and your team's starting to prepare for that.
Yeah, slowly. We're bringing them up slow. We haven't put too much pressure on them. We've got quite a way to go, but just going through the motions with them, getting them racing, getting them fit. We've got about at least 7 there that we're aiming to elevate their benchmark. I think it's going to be an extremely strong country series this year here, and I think the benchmark needs to be much higher this year to get a run.
Mm. Well, what about this team of yours today, Danny? Acquittal, he has strong benchmark form, and I know he hasn't won under 1400, but a bit of pressure here, he might get home hard.
Yeah, look, Tom thought that he was looking for further the other day. He wasn't wound up. Well, indeed, he had plenty of grounding under his legs. He had, I think, 14 weeks' work, and he'll have deprived a lot of benefit from the run the other day. He's just going to find the 1100 a little bit sharp, but look, he's a horse that I've got a very high opinion of. I think he's a Saturday great horse, and I think that he'll be very competitive today if he gets the right luck.
Pirino resuming here, showed nice ability last prep. How's he come up?
Yeah, Ron, he raced his last three starts. He was carrying a chip in his knee, and you know, whilst the tracks were a little bit soft, we kept going with him, but it was affecting him. You could tell that he was sort of holding back. This time back into work, he's much stronger. He's really furnished, and I think the breed get better as they get older. He's come up really well. The 1100 is just going to be that little bit sharp. I think today I may have probably put the other two in front of him, but you know, certainly second up. He'll run a very nice race today, but I would imagine that they may be just a little bit sharp, and you know, you'd be looking at more him on the 16th of February, 1300 at Warwick Farm.
Yeah, and Yamia Highway 66. Well, she comes out of that very strong lead up as well behind Staff Four, where she's just a little bit slow out.
They were, both of them were a bit slow out the other day and then over raced. I didn't think there was as much speed on them as I would have expected in that race. Both horses over raced mid race, and certainly sort of told on their finish a little. She'd only had 6 weeks' work going into that run. She was very underdone. She's taken a lot of benefit from that. She isn't wound up. She's not an 1100 metre horse, as is Acquittal or Perino. Both, all three horses are going to be much better once they step up to 1200 and beyond. But look, if they go very hard, the big spacious track today, I think the rail's back in, isn't it, today?
Yes, normal, yep.
Mm. Yeah, look, that's going to make a lot of difference. I mean, the rail was out quite a fair way the other day, and as you know, the pattern can be very difficult from coming from behind. It was an on-pace bias the other day, and albeit the winner was way too good. You know, you'll see three better horses once we step up a bit further, but with the rail back in today, they get their chance.
Yep. One more question. How many winners did you ride as a jockey?
Ron, I rode about 500 as an amateur, and then I went professional for 4.5 years. My first, I think in the first 3 months I started to ride, rode 48 winners in 3 months.
Yeah.
And then I ended up in hospital. I wasted that hard. I couldn't ride. I couldn't. I'd walk around about 62 and I was riding, I think, 55 and a half, 56. And I ended up in hospital with a couple of slipped vertebrae.
Right.
And when I came back, I struggled to get low enough in the weights, but I slogged away for 4.5 years. And I think my last 8 rides were all winners.
Wow.
And, yeah, look, I loved it. I would have liked to be riding now, actually.
Yeah. I reckon you'd write a good book later in life of all those country amateur meetings and the goings-on of the bush in the old days.
Well, I can tell you a story about going to Birdsville when the pilot had a stroke and got lost.
Exactly. I remember that well. Good luck today, Danny.
Thank you, Ron.
Thanks, Danny. Danny Williams joining us. Very good horseman, Duff, isn't he?
Oh, he was the best. He was if you go to the old picnic meetings, and he was the king, you know. He'd ride nearly every winner, and he was just had laps on him.
Amazing. I don't think a lot of people know that, so it's interesting to hear it. That Goulburn Country Championship qualifier comes off on the 2nd of March. We kick it off on the 10th of February at Dubbo, and then Port Macquarie on the 17th, Albury the 23rd, and that big weekend, Goulburn the 2nd of March on the Saturday and Mudgee on the 3rd of March. And then it's every Sunday thereafter at Tamworth, Grafton and Musselbrook before the final on the 6th of April. But Danny won, of course, the race, the Goulburn Championship qualified 2 years ago, and then I think he got the trifecta last year, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he'll have a few set up for it, that's for sure. He'd love to win his own heat, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right. He often dominates the market there and has some great chances, and they're all on that country championships path as well. And he has a lot of success in the highways too, Duff, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Danny, you know,
yeah,
along with Matty Dunn, and you know, it's can't remember how many they've trained, the two of them, but it's a lot for
my
sure.
My word, it is, yeah.
All right, we're about to have a chat to Adrian Bott, who's been kind enough to join us this morning. Good morning to you, Adrian.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Great team in today. Lots of great chances. We certainly should kick it off with this very smart filly, Espinard, in the opening race. Look excellent at Moonee Valley, and lots of big wraps on her. Barrier number one. She's on a golden slipper path, is she?
Yeah, look, she's always been one of our most forward and precocious types, and she stood out from from an early point in her career. So she obviously showed that potential down in the Spring Carnival down in Melbourne. And I love the way she's returned this preparation. She's just strengthened up and, very, very, very mature this time around. So I thought a really nice trial from her. Probably would have liked a second trial going to the races. But look, we're 1,000 metres first up. And, we do want to get it to the Millennium Race. So we felt this was probably the right path in order to get into that. We didn't want to be in that particular race first up over the 1,200. So definitely improvement to come out of today's race. But we've got a nice soft draw today. She's got the tactical speed to be able to take advantage of that. And obviously she's the class filly of the race.
Your other filly, Dawn Passage, has shown her fair share of ability at the trials as well, Adrian.
Yeah, look, love everything we've seen from him. He's a really nice horse for us going forward. Certainly, I think he's flying under the radar a bit. He's with the two trials, he's very forward. Probably gives a feeling he'll get over a bit further in time, but look, I think there's a lot of upside for him and a nice future for him going forward. So I think have a little bit of luck today and with the right run, I think he'll run a big race for us.
There's so many options open for these two-year-olds now, and you look at the calendar, there's just good racing every week for you, so you can pick your mark with them.
Well, he's one would love to get to that Millennium race as well. In order to do that, he's probably got to run a first or a second in today's race to get enough prize money to get in. But if he's able to do that, that's the way we'll head. But if not, look, there's still, as you said, plenty of options open to him after today's race where we can potentially program him.
Lusk and Tyre Lass in race 4, dominant win last time. She looks to have upside.
Yeah, look, I still think there's an improvement to come, and I've seen that in her work. She's just a mare in great form at the moment, and I know she's on the a relatively quick back up once again, but just really wanted to capitalise on that form that she's in. Just in her work, she's thriving, and physically she looks great for that last run. So was quite a soft victory last time, but look, she did get all the favours in the run, and I think if she can it was just good to see her relaxed in that particular race. And if she's able to do that again over the mile, I know the only time she's contested that distance, she failed last time. But I'm more confident with how strong she was through the line at Warwick Farm the other day that if she can relax again today, she'll be very strong. And she looks well placed, looks a nice race for us. So we really just wanted to capitalise on that today.
In the Carrington, you've got the ruling favourite, Penske, here. It's a big ask first up, but he hasn't done too much wrong. And, well, I suppose the price assessors have marked him favourite, and they should be respected.
Yeah, certainly. Certainly gives you a lot of confidence going into that. We obviously had him down for the two races, and at first I thought the mile option and the ratings race may have been the easier way to go, but we've opted for the Carrington, and I think it's been the right decision. He looks well placed here, and hopefully we can capitalise on his race fitness there. And great victory there first up, and I think the ratings out of that particular race were strong enough to be winning a race like this for him. So it just took him a little bit to get over that particular run. The first up victory just took a bit out of him. That's why we just took our time between runs and gave him a trial. But he's really bounced back well, and he's going into it very forward, ready to roll again. And looks to have taken an improvement from that first up run. So all that being said, I think it's a really nice race for him.
Mm. And in Sydney, you finish with Sondalon. He's had two beautiful trials for this, looking very good.
Yeah, he's throughout his career, he's been sort of quite a tricky horse, just sort of got quite above himself at the races. But now he's a lot more mentally mature, and he's relaxing a lot more in his races and in his trials. Sorry, and I think we're dealing with a different type of horse this time around. So on his form last preparation, he showed real progression, and I think he's ready to sort of take that next step this time in, forward for a first up run. I like what we saw in his trials, and he's well placed once again.
I beat him in Dead Caulfield, found a nice race for him.
It looks lovely race for him. I'd like to see him stepping up to the mile shortly. We've got a nice program for him down there. Look, he's come through that race up at the Gold Coast in good order. He's travelled down there well, as I said. Probably just looking for a bit further at this point in his preparation.
Okay. Good luck today.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Adrian. Adrian Bott joining us on Racing HQ with some nice two-year-olds going forward, and like what he had to say about Sondalon there as well, Duff. I think he looks well placed.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, it's. I know he's had a long spell, but he's he's just been looked after in the trials, and maybe Adrian explained it well there. He's been a bit of a hothead in the past, so that may be the reason they've tried to just slow him down a bit in those trials. But he's looked to be in a really good rhythm, and we'll have a close look at him in the yard today to make sure he's behaving himself, and if everything looks in order there, I would expect he'd be hard to beat.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think Brass was pretty keen on him too earlier on today. Sky Sports Radio, it's Racing HQ. Nice to have you with us on this Saturday morning. 28 after 7, more interviews with Ron Duffersey straight after this.
Mum, you can't beat Mila.
Yes, you can.
Mum, really, you can't beat Mila.
You can't beat the Mila price rise on February 1st at Bing Lee.
You're so smart.
I know.
Save up to $1,450 on selected Mila ovens, up to $500 on selected cooktops, up to $700 on selected range hoods, and up to $300 on selected washers.
You can't beat Mila quality, but you can beat the price rise at Bing Lee.
Oh, Mum, you're so smart.
The new Inglis Race Day at Warwick Farm on February 9, featuring the $2 million Inglis Millennium for two-year-olds and the $1 million Inglis Sprint for three-year-olds, followed by the opening night of the classic yearling sale at Riverside Stables, Chase the Riches of the Inglis Race Series.
Oh, Susanna, she takes the glory in the 2018 Sunmet.
All that glitters is gold at South Africa's richest race day, the Sunmet. Don't miss any of the action, live and exclusive, across the Sky Racing Network.
With a world of fabulous dining and entertainment overlooking the Northern Beaches coastline, what better way to celebrate the Australia Day long weekend than right here at Harbour Diggers? Join us today for an action-packed day, including a classic Australian car display, face painting, Teddy Larkin's specialty Aussie barbecue, live entertainment, DJs, and a big screen showing the Test cricket and the Australian Open women's final. So bring the kids or a mate this Australia Day for a family-friendly day right here at Harbour Diggers. Visit harbourdiggers.com.au.
Race the best with the best. Dynamic Syndications invites you to join the people's trainer, Richard Freeman, in our grey yearling colt by champion US sire, Tap It. Sire has 229 stakes horses, including 25 Group 1 winners. From forestry mare Smokey's Love, our colt spread on a cross delivering 87.5% winners and 25% stakes winners. Become part of our dynamic Richard Freeman team. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ at 7:30. We'll run you through the scratchings in just a few seconds' time before we get back to our interviews. Just before that, Duff, good to see Andrew Atkins back at the races today as well. He's been out for several weeks with pericarditis. Some swelling around the heart that's been an ongoing problem for him.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good, does it? But I'm glad he's back, and he's had, what, a month off, or three weeks, a month off, and it's good to see him back, and he's picked up a solid book of rides as well. So you know, we wish him all the best, and hopefully there's nothing recurring from that, hopefully, but the doctors have got him back in shape.
Yeah, exactly. And I think he rides Sylvia's Memory for his old boss there, Mark Quinn, in the first.
Yes, and not the worst long shot either.
No, exactly. All right, just before we continue with our interviews, here are the scratchings as they stand for Randwick this afternoon. Race 1, take out 13 Lucicello and 16 Italian Witness, 13 and 16 out of the first. Race 2, it's 5 Rioli, 6 My Blue Jeans, 9 Gundy, 11 Safe Landing, 12 Bel Diablo, 15 Els Nell, 17 Bon Allen, 18 Love for Willow, and 20 Pier 1. So 5, 6, 9, 11, 12, 15, and then the emergency 17, 18, and 20. Race 3 is clear. The 4th, it's number 11, Madison Avenue, number 11. Race 5, 1 Roman Sun, 5 Asterius has just come out, and 11 Scam, 1, 5, and 11 out of the 5th. Race 6, a 6 Scolopini's just come out, as well as 9 Star Boys, so race 6, number 6 and 9. Race 7, it's 10 Galway, number 10. Race 8, number 9 Superstar Bob, and 13 Cuba, 9 and 13. And race 9, 5 Penske, 7 Burdebeck, 10 High Mist, 12 Placia, 14 Generalissimo, 15 Tarson, 17 Sparky Lad, 5, 7, 10, 12, 14, 15, and 17. A few riding changes there. We brought you the news earlier that Jean Van Overmeer not riding today. He's injured his hand. So race 6, number 4, So Spirit, will be ridden by 3-kilo apprentice Chris Williams. Race 6, number 4, Chris Williams. And race 11, Guitar, Billy Owen claiming 3 as well. We're still waiting for a rider. Race 9, number 4, Summer Doubt. And that's an important one we'll have for you shortly as well. All right, Sky Sports Radio, Racing HQ. It's now 27 minutes to 8 o'clock. And we're chatting with Ron Duffacy and all of our trainers and jockeys ahead of a big day today. Ron, just whilst we've got a moment as well, we spoke earlier with Navesh Ramdhami about the new poly track at Randwick. What's been your opinion?
I haven't seen it, but what I'm reading is that the trainers love it, and I heard Navesh this morning, you know, saying they're probably going to take the workload off the trials as well for the track. So, interesting. So everything seems positive. Everyone that's got one of these tracks, I think the Warwick Farm one gets rave reviews as well, what they've got out there with the training tracks. And I heard John O'Shea or read John O'Shea saying, you know, it's world class. So, good for everyone, really. It's a good training centre and hopefully just takes the workload off the tracks, and it's good for the horses as well.
Yeah, 100%. All reports have been positive, haven't they? Now we've got Steve O'Day joining us on the line. Good morning to you, Steve.
Morning, how are you?
Oh, very well, thanks. Half the team you were going to bring down, Scolopini's just come out. Is he okay?
Yeah, no, I just had to scratch in this morning. Like, we presented with a foot issue, so really unfortunate. He's not a horse that's had any sort of history of foot problems, but, you know, as can happen sometimes, like, these things can come up, so it's just unfortunate he's gone all the way to Sydney for that to happen. But look, he'll be fine, he'll get over it, and you know, there'll be a race for him in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's bad luck. Your other runner, Reckless Choice, he was an eye catcher at the Gold Coast. He's a pretty genuine type of horse.
Yeah, look, definitely. Look, he's a horse that has always shown nice ability at home. Look, it took him a a fair while, that last preparation to sort of really break through and for the penny to drop with him. He was in a good few maidens that he was there to win and just couldn't get the job done. And look, as I say, the penny sort of dropped with him, and he put a good back end of that preparation together with three wins out of his last four. And look, he's resumed probably and come back better than ever with that first up run.
Mm. You're running your two at the Sunshine Coast?
Yeah, both of them will run there. Yeah.
Invigorating. Well, it's come with a big finish to win at both starts last prep. Looks progressive.
Yeah, look, absolutely. Look, she's a really nice filly, lovely sizzling filly. Look, she's drawn a nice soft gate today. Look, there'll be plenty of speed in the race. She's going to probably find herself sort of, you know, touch worse in midfield sort of thing. But, look, she'll be strong late. The big track will suit her. And, yeah, expect her to run really well first up.
Mm. And you got Cool Sequence in the last, I thought, wide and forgiving on Magic Millions Day.
Yeah, look, I think he's better suited probably at the 7 furlongs. The tempo of the 7 furlong race probably suits him a bit better. Look, it's a nice fair start, that 1,400-metre start at Caloundra. Look, I'm not too worried about the gate. He can sort of just take his time coming over. And, look, he sort of gave a good kick at the Gold Coast the other day and just was found wanting late, you know, with a kind of run up on speed today, I'd expect. Yeah, he's a good each-way chance in the race. Mm.
Proven Thoroughbreds and Jamie Walder have put a real, you know, spice into your stable, haven't they?
Yeah, look, definitely. Look, really big supporters of the stable. Look, you know, probably counting the yearlings that we've just purchased, January Magic Millions. Look, there's, you know, they've probably got sort of 30-odd horses on the books now. So, look, you know, it's worked out really well for both parties. You know, we've got a great working relationship and a really good bunch of owners that we get into these horses. So, you know, it's been a really successful partnership for both.
He does his work, Jamie, doesn't he? He gets around there, he trudges around there and gets just probably looks at every horse.
Yeah, look, and that's the thing too. Like, obviously, Jamie, you know, tends to buy to a budget. You know, he doesn't have the money to sort of be buying those really top-class, you know, high-priced sort of horses. So, you know, you need to do your homework and sort through these horses, especially at those big sales, to, you know, try and find the right, you know, the best horses you can for the money, you know, we're willing to pay.
Mm. You know, he does a great job, and you're doing a good job for him. Good luck.
All right, thanks, Ronnie. Cheers.
Steve O'Day joining us on Racing HQ with Reckless Choice there. His only runner today in Sydney, couple there at the Sunshine Coast, and Scalopini coming out. It's Racing HQ at 23 minutes to 8 o'clock. We'll run you through the final scratchings at all of our venues coming up in about 15 minutes' time. Just before we get on to our next interview, the other little bit of news throughout the week, if you missed it, the Mystic Journey, the filly from Tasmania for Adam Trinder and Anthony Darmanin was brilliant in winning the Lady Lynette there at Launceston on Wednesday night. Not sure if you saw it, Ronnie.
I did. It was a terrific win.
Yeah, remarkable. Go all the way back to last, and then he had to sort of flush out wide Darmanin. She ran a last 633.6 and 32.6, in fact, and then 10.62 for her last 200 metres, and she's all systems go. She's been a big firm with Tab Fixed Odds for the Australian Guineas. She's into $6, only in front of her is the Autumn Sun. Is unlikely to go there, so essentially she might be favourite for the Australian Guineas, and they're hopeful as well of getting her into that All-Star Mile, the new Victorian race that's starting to gather a bit of traction. Before we move on, we have Peter Snowden on the line with us, joining us now. Good morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Jason.
Good team today in both Sydney and Melbourne especially, but you kick things off with the topical tip of the day in Aussie in the first.
Yeah, it'd be fitting, wouldn't it? He win today, but look, he's got a pretty strong race here. His shoulders have been good. We've always thought a bit of the horse. He's a lovely looking type with a good pedigree. He hasn't disappointed in his trials. He's still learning his craft, though. You know, I don't normally put blinkers on first up, but just looking at his trials, he just sort of tends to wait a bit for them. But the makeup of this race is good, too. There's good genuine pace there. Here we should be able to get into a good stalking position for a fourth or fifth, possibly, hopefully, and just have something to aim at late and hopefully get out of top of them late.
Island Missile Race 5, Pete, 2,000 metres now, but he's pretty honest.
Yeah, I go. Just been stretching him a wee bit more as we go, Ronnie. I've always thought this horse would get that sort of trip. Like, he's racing well. He's racing consistently, but a better horse to beat him twice now, and probably lacks that killer punch to win a good race. But, you know, it makes his presence felt again. A good draw, a good, genuine, honest horse that's very fit now, and he should acquit himself well.
Onslaught, right at his peak now, off a win.
Yeah, he can be a bit hard to get, but gets a few favours and make good draws. So coming off a win, he's done everything right since. He's a fit horse now and only got to reproduce what he did the other day, and it's going to give him a good hope.
You got your two fillies clashing today in Melbourne, Anaheed and Catch Me. Catch Me, awkward draw, but she'll probably go back.
Yeah, she could do either, you know. She has got a good genuine pace, but Kieran's got options there, and I'll leave it entirely up to him. He knows her quite well. But you're happy with both fillies. It's a pity they've got to run together, but I'm glad I've got both of them because they're both two really good fillies. Trials have been great. They've been down there for 8-10 weeks all up, so they've been down there the whole preparation, so no issues going the other way. But really happy with their trials at Packham the other day, and they're looking in good order.
Emperor's Way in race 8 should be competitive.
Yeah, it's a ticking over race for him. I had nothing for him here to run him in. There's nice races coming up end of February and March, but just need a one in between it, keeping ticking over. And off that good run first up, still a bit fresh. I thought it was an ideal race, 1,700, so he definitely had some chance there.
Mm. With your two-year-olds, have you got anything left for the Millennium here, or your main guns are in Melbourne now?
Look, not sure. A few trialling on Tuesday that... possibly one or two will get there, but it just, for mine, it just didn't sit right. It's just, when you crack them up that hard that quickly, you sort of, it's a long way to go before the grand finals of the Group 1 races. So, look, it's a great concept, don't get me wrong, but it's just, for me, it's just, the time is just probably not exactly where you want it.
Okay. And what's that horse I spotted? Is it Strasbourg the other day? Did he trial the other day?
He did trial the other day in Aerobatic, Autocratic,
Autocratic, yeah.
Cosmic Force. They're three nice horses that definitely you'll hear a lot more of them the next month.
Okay, beauty. Good luck today.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Ronnie.
Thanks, Pete. Pete Snowden joining us here on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing this morning with a great team. Certainly those two-year-olds in Melbourne look to have plenty of talent, Ron.
Oh, yeah, she's a beautiful filly, Catch Me, but she's got a bit of work to do today, obviously. But I think she could well be, if she doesn't win, I'm tipping she might be the eye-catcher in that race, but it's a sharp race, that.
It is. Good day, or good morning, I suppose, to have a look at some futures markets as well today, with several of the leading fancies running today, if you wanted to get a little bit of overs. Certainly in the Blue Diamond, Catch Me is the second favourite, equally behind Brooklyn Hustle, who's $4.50. Catch Me currently at $8. You've also got Anaheed, who runs today at $15 for that market. And Espanyar at $15, but more likely to go to the Golden Slipper, which is also worth a look at this stage, with a couple of leading fancies going around today. The favourite currently is To Sort, $4.50. Exhilarates, so the Magic Millions winner at $8. Accession, $15. Anaheed is currently $15. Catch Me at $15. And the other one that goes around in the first today, Espana, for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott, currently $26 for the Golden Slipper. I think they've got to try to win enough money through winning today, Duff, to get into that Golden Slipper, because, of course, the English money doesn't count.
Yeah, exactly right. So there's a lot of good two-year-olds around at the moment, and it's just a matter of picking your mark. Like I said, Peter's got the two good fillies in Melbourne, obviously on the Blue Diamond path. Some will be taking the Millennium path, and there's a couple of nice listed races coming up in the next couple of weeks in Sydney as well. So, and I must say, some beautiful trialers as well. So I don't think we've seen everything yet.
No, exactly. There's still plenty of more pieces of the jigsaw to be put together. It's time now to have a chat to Blake Shin, who's back from injury today. Good morning to you, Blake.
Morning, Jace. How are we going?
Very well, mate. Great to have you back at the races. I think all of us in the racing industry are thrilled that you've been able to make it back. Tell us about your journey. It's been a long time out of the saddle from that fall in August. I know you consider yourself very lucky to be back at the races, and a lot of hard work, obviously, between now and then.
Yeah, that's right. It's first of all, we're just lucky to walk away from it. That it wasn't worse than it was. Feel very, very fortunate that, the injury wasn't worse and I was able to just, get better and be able to come back riding, which I'm doing today. I know it's taken a while, but I tried to focus on the positives. Don't worry, it's been bloody tough trying to get really fit and get the weight right, but, we tried to use you know, a negative situation and do some good things and, you know, working at Sky over the carnival and going to America and, you know, learning different aspects about life and about myself. So, you know, as hard as it was, there were some positives and, you know, we're back now and I can't wait to get out there today. It's a very exciting day for me.
Yeah, it's amazing what you've done because it would have been easy to just sit at home and sulk and get fat, but you've kept focused all the way through, which that must have been so difficult.
Yeah, don't worry. There were some dark days for sure, but, you know, I've got a nice core group of people around me. You know, I always try to draw inspiration from a lot of people. And when, you know, there's a lot of people worse off than me. And, you know, that's the way I try to look at it. And, you know, in life, you always have to look forward. You can't look backwards. And, you know, we just look forward and full steam ahead from today and onwards to the future.
How'd Joel Mate feel the other day? Happy clapper.
Yeah, I tell you what, he called it sensational. I don't know if that's an indication of what's to come for the upcoming autumn carnival, but as a sprightly 8-year-old gelding, I thought he couldn't have trialled any better. When I come in to his trainer, Pat Webster, Pat had a grin from ear to ear, which I've really never seen him like that. So that was great to see. So, you know, Clapper appears to be back to his old self. And as I said to Pat after the trial, you know, yes, he did have a bleed, but, you know, fate works in mysterious ways, and having a light spring carnival could just be, you know, worked in our favour coming into a hard autumn carnival that he's going to be facing. So, you know, as I say, fate works in mysterious ways. Having a light spring, focusing on an autumn now, you know, he appears to be in a great zone.
You would have looked at your rides today and done a bit of work. This Dawn Passage, he's a colt that showed good improvement from one trial to the next and good ability as well.
Yes, Duff, he has trialled very well. I haven't been on him. I know the stable have got, you know, a high opinion of him. Obviously, today's a, you know, competitive race, few unknowns, few exposed form. It looks a strong field. My horse looks like he's got talent. I don't really know where he sits, but he looks a precocious type. He looks a strong two-year-old. Appears to have all the attributes to run well in a race like today.
Oriental Runner, he's a horse with talent. He never throws it away.
No, he doesn't. And I think drawing barrier one is a huge key for him today. He trialled nicely at Rose Hill, I think it was last week, and I thought that just was going to top him off into today. And when he came up with barrier one, I thought, great, because he's not an overly brilliant quick horse in the first 100. He likes to build, and I think barrier one, he'll be able to hold some sort of position. It might be box seat, and, you know, the leading two horses appear like they'll be able to take me as far as I need to. And I think, you know, when the chips are down, this horse is a real fighter, and he'll make his presence felt today.
What a moment it would be if you could win on Tom on your first day back.
Wouldn't it? And that create a bit of publicity. I think, you know, I do feel if he's set up to win a race, it certainly is today. I think facts and figures show that, you know, on weight, I feel he's a horse to win. I know he's got the ability of a group one horse. He did run second in the Epsom behind Happy Clapper and was unlucky a few years ago. Luck in, you know, maybe luck in running, and Tom might just see the winning post and get a bit frightened at times. But, you know, today, you know, I trialled Endless Drama and I thought he trialled Unbelievable. But I just don't know whether there's 5 kilos between them at the weights. Penske's coming out of a benchmark 80 and mine's been competitive at group ones, and Tom Melbourne's got to give Penske 2.5 kilos. So I see a lot of positives for Tom Melbourne today. I think he's going to get a good run in transit. I think he'll be in a stalking position. It's just whether he's got that killer instinct at the finish, but I'll ride him to have that last shot over the final 200, and hopefully he'll overhaul them late.
Domed has sprinted well fresh in the past.
She has. I thought her trial leading into today was encouraging.
On her best form, and when she's right, she's a lovely horse and has got a lot of talent. So it certainly wouldn't surprise me to see her show up in a race like today. We'll probably get back a rider to hit the line. She does want further, but on her best, she's got a bit of quality about her.
And Gresham's the quality horse in the last. He well graded here, but obviously has to carry that bit of weight.
Sure, Ron, yes. He is well graded. I think the scratchings, bring him in from certainly a wide draw, but he's running well. He keeps raising the bar every time. The horse directly inside me, Samadout, appears the obvious leader, and Gresham has got good tactical speed. Mm. So I think that horse will take me across into, hopefully a nice position, and I can give him an economical run somewhere, in the first three or four, and he appears, a good chance in a strong race again.
Well, it's great to have you back, and straight back into it. 56.5. You've done a fantastic
five,
job.
Five, mate. Five. Come on.
55.5. Is it?
Tom.
Oh, sorry, Tom. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So you've done a really good job to get back and to that weight, and hopefully you can get a result today.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be all worthwhile, but if it doesn't happen today, I'm sure it'll happen soon. So thank you. Thanks for everyone's support.
Good on you, Blake. Blake Shin. Great to have him back at the races, joining us on Racing HQ. I think he got out to 63.5, Duff, so it's a lot of weight to take off, isn't it?
Yeah, my word. No, he's done a great job, and hopefully he can ride a winner or two today.
Yeah, 100%. He'll be back with us after 8 o'clock. We're about to launch into today's scratchings at all of our metropolitan venues, so Randwick, Caulfield, Sunshine Coast, Morphettville. We'll also have a look at the Newcastle card and also at Queanbeyan. 8 minutes to 8 o'clock here on Racing HQ on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing and Sky Thoroughbred Central around Australia. Here are the scratchings, the final scratchings for Randwick this afternoon. Race 1, numbers 13, Luciacello, and 16, Italian Witness, 13 and 16. Race 2, 5, Rioli, 6, My Blue Jeans, 9, Gundy, 11, Safe Landing, 12, Bel Diabolo, 15, Els Nell, 17, Bon Allen, 18, Love for Willow, 20, Pier 1. 5, 6, 9, 11, 12, 15, 17, 18, and 20. Race 3 is clear. The 4th, it's 11, Madison Avenue, race 4, number 11. Race 5, 1, Roman Sun, 5, Asterius, 11, Scam, 1, 5, and 11. Race 6, 6, Scolopini, 9, Starboy, 6, and 9. Race 7, 10, Gaulois, number 10. Race 8, 9, Superstar Bob, and 13, Cuba, 9 and 13. And race 9, 5, Penske, 7, Burdebeck, 10, High Mist, 12, Placier, 14, Generalissimo, 15, Tarson, and 17, Sparky Dad. 5, 7, 10, 12, 14, 15, and 17. Still awaiting a rider for race 9, number 4, Summer Doubt. Racing today from Caulfield, we have scratchings reading this way. Race 1, 5, Notation, and 8, Realign, 5 and 8. Race 2, it's 2, Mazarek, race 2, number 2. The 3rd, 3, Kalashani Lad, and 5, Casio, 3 and 5. Race 4, 8, Hernandez, and 9, Hulk, 8 and 9. Race 5, it's numbers 8, Don't Tell the Boss, 9, Kibibi, 10, Lady Duro, 12, Loving Gabby, 13, Missalina, and the emergency 17, I Am. 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, and 17. Races 6, 7, and 8 are all clear. And race 9, it's number 6, Call Me Handsome, and number 12, which is Mr. Moneybags. Mr. Moneybags out of the final event. So that's Caulfield, Sunshine Coast. It is Cup Day there this afternoon, and we have a good four track. Scratchings see race 1, number 1, Banner Season, and 13, Enlightened, 1 and 13. Race 2 is clear. The third race, 5, Dark Archer, number 5. Race 5, it's 2, Cyclone Top Girl, number 2. in race 6. Number 9, I Am the General, and 10, Rough Eddie. 9 and 10. Race 7, 5, Mr. Marku. 8, Dream Master. 11, Desert Man. 16, Sister Act. And 18, The Emergency All Ease. 5, 8, 11, 16 and 18. Race 8 is clear. And race 9, take out 1, Sword of Justice. 3, Tarbert. 5, Last Armageddon. 8, Clouds. And 9, I Am Awesome. 1, 3, 5, 8 and 9. Some riding alterations there. The first, number 6, Salt Flat, will be Carly Frater Hill. Go across to race 8, 2, Monsieur Gustave, Jim Byrne. And race 8, number 10, Balboa Rocks, Michael Carl. The ninth race, the Emergency 18, Jackpot. Taylor Marshall gets the ride there. Time now to have a look at Morfettville this afternoon. Racing today from Adelaide on the Parks track. Here are the scratchings. Race 1, and we take out nothing. In fact, the first 5 races are all clear there at Morfettville. We head across to race 6, number 1, No Ties, 2, Chevalier Dion, and 5, Cuban Tonight. 1, 2, and 5 out of the 6th. Race 7, it's 1, Lord Topper, and 10, Pianissimo, 1 and 10. And race 8, number 8, Vicky's Boy. Race 8, number 8, Vicky's Boy is the only scratching in the last race from Morfettville. Time now to have a look at our other New South Wales venues, and we start with Newcastle. We race today on the Beaumont track. A warm conditions forecast today for Newcastle, tops around the 36 degree mark. Race 1, the scratching is number 3, Celebrator, number 3. Races 2 and 3 are both clear. The 4th, 10, Sizzling Ace, number 10. Race 5, it's 9, Directory, and 10, Buddy Zode, 9 and 10. Race 6, 2, Make 'em Cry, 4, Lettre d'Amour, 6, Feather, and 8, Under Oath. 2, 4, 6, and 8. And race 7, number 3, Intense Focus. Race 7, number 3. There are the scratchings today for Newcastle. And finally, we'll have a look at the meeting today at Queanbeyan, where we find a good 3 track and the rail in the true position. Scratchings read this way. Race 1, it's number 1, Illinois Guru, and 14, Dutai. Race 1, numbers 1 and 4. Race 2 is clear. The 3rd, number 4, 9 Circles, number 4. Race 4 is clear. And the only other scratching on the card comes up in race 5, number 11, Better Not Rain. A couple of riding changes. Race 5, number 8, Love Speed Girl, Quade Crow. And 6, Tormund, will be Stacey Metcalf. That is today's scratchings for our 4 metropolitan meetings, as well as provincial and country New South Wales. It is approaching 2 minutes to 8 o'clock on Racing HQ. Great to have you with us. Ron Duffersey coming up in the next couple of minutes' time. He'll be joined by Simon Dinopoulos to preview the Randwick card today on Carrington Stakes Day. And then after 9 o'clock, for those of you staying with us on Sky Sports Radio, Mark Hunter and Dean Lester will preview the Melbourne card today at Caulfield. Andre Georgie will be along from TAB. 9:30 this morning, we'll be joined by Bernie Cooper. She'll have a preview of the Sunshine Coast Cup meeting. At about 9:45, it'll be Gary Harley previewing Newcastle. And then after 10 a.m. on Sky Sports Radio, Paul Joyce will join us with his selections. Andrew Hurley from TAB for that half hour. All of today's interviews are up on the podcast. If you wish to view them on the website, Sky Sports Radio, you can hear all of what's just been said with our trainers and jocks with Duff. Coming up, it's the Sydney preview. That's next.
Race the best with the best. Dynamic Syndications invites you to join the people's trainer, Richard Freeman, in our grey yearling colt by champion US sire, Tappet. Sire has 229 stakes horses, including 25 Group 1 winners. From forestry mare Smokey's Love, our colt spread on a cross delivering 87.5% winners and 25% stakes winners. Become part of our dynamic Richard Freeman team. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
It's last chance. TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival Thoroughbred Action. When Queensland's best sprinters clash at Sunshine Coast Cup Day, Sunshine Coast today. With the $125,000 black type Sunshine Coast Cup and Queensland's Young Guns in the two-year-old classic plate. Don't miss this thrilling carnival finale. Sunshine Coast Cup Day, part of Australia's number one summer carnival, Sunshine Coast today.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
Bing, bing, bing. Oi, oi, oi.
Mum, it's Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
It's the Bing, Bing, Bing Lee Australia Day sale.
It would be un-Australian not to celebrate.
It would be un-Bing Lee not to celebrate.
So
if you see a green and gold price ticket on any appliance at Bing Lee, in-store or online,
you'll get a great deal
on fridges, dishwashers, toasters, TVs,
washers, vacuums, drums, you name it.
Australia Day deals on now at Bing Lee.
It'll be over in the jiffy.
Ends Monday. Excludes Asco and Mila.
Happy Australia Day from Bing Lee.
Leverin, Chicago ball goes to second, but it's a great New Zealander. Leverin.
Get ready to secure the very